Hello, everybody listening to this program today. If you're listening to this program, I know you're interested in the Bible and you're interested in living a biblical life. The problem we have today and what I want to discuss today is to explain what that is to live a life according to the scriptures or according to the words that the scripture says. In John 10:27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You know, folks, there's a popular saying out there today called, "What would Jesus do?" I use his name, Yeshua. That's the name of Jesus. But people say Jesus, so we'll say Jesus. What would Jesus do? Well, he certainly wouldn't do and live according to the life many people that claim to know him are living. They're not following his voice. Then you have a lot of people that say they're following his voice, but they're not doing what he says to do. Because it says in the scriptures, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Well, here's the problem, folks. When you're listening to somebody preach about the Bible, there are often words that are used that are misunderstood. For example, one of those words is the word law. You see, we hear the word law and we think we're not under the law. There's actually more laws of man than there is laws in the Bible, and we follow the laws of man quite closely because we don't want to get thrown in jail. We don't want to get a ticket. But when it comes to the so-called laws of the Bible, many preachers will say those laws are done away with. Now, I haven't found in my Bible where it says those laws are done away with. The problem is the word law. See, a lot of people will say grace versus law. If you have grace, you don't need the law. And if you have the law, you're legalistic and you don't have grace. Well, that is not true, folks. The word law actually in Scripture is guidelines and instructions. And as believer, everyone is responsible and should desire to keep the guidelines and instructions that are given in the Bible. The first five books of the Bible are called the Torah. And that is not a Jewish thing alone, folks. That means foundation. And a foundation of everything will build something solid on top of it. If you're a Christian, listen to this right now, and you think your walk is strong with the Messiah, but you do not have a good foundation, just like a house that has a weak foundation, if a little wind comes along, it's going to blow down. But if you have a strong foundation, no matter how much wind comes along, it's going to stay there and be strong. Well, the only way you could really understand what Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, is talking about when he says many of the things he says is to understand what he was teaching from, the foundation, which was the Torah, the guidelines and instructions, and they're not done away with. In Jeremiah, when it says, "I give you a new covenant, taking it off stone and put it in your heart," he wasn't replacing the old one. He was saying, "I want you to take the guidelines and instructions of our Creator off the stone, and I want it to become part of you, so you should know them and live them by heart." And when the average teacher out there will say, "Well, they're done away with and we no longer need to follow them," well, what do you think Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, was talking about when he said, "Those that love me will keep my commandments"? Well, the church teaches today that the commandments of Yeshua are different than the commandments in the Bible. They're not, folks. Or let me say, the commandments of the Old Testament are different than the commandments of the New Testament. That is not true. Yeshua taught from that. As a matter of fact, in Timothy it says, "All scripture is profitable for man." Do you know when he wrote that, or when that was written to him? There was no such thing as the New Testament. That all came from the Torah, folks. And it is profitable for man still yet today. And that's what Yeshua told people to do. As a matter of fact, he told them to do it so much and so that all the apostles and all the disciples kept the guidelines and instructions to the best of their knowledge and seeked to do it. Now, of all the guidelines and instructions in the Bible, somebody say, which ones are applicable to us today? And the answer is, those that we can actually physically do are applicable to us today. And I want to encourage you to read your Bible from the beginning in Genesis. And Genesis actually means, it's called Bereshit in Hebrew. And that actually means beginning. So I want to encourage you to read your Bible from the beginning and go all the way through. And focus on these first five books of the Bible. You see, a lot of people ask me what translation of the Bible I think is the ideal translation, and I let people know all the translations, as long as they proclaim Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, as our Savior and Messiah, stating that we're saved by his blood, we can never be saved by works. We should keep his works not to be saved, but we should keep his works because we are saved. That translation's good enough. But all the common translations out there I've seen, there is a problem with them. And the problem is, there's a page in the middle of the book that needs to be ripped out. That's the page that separates the original covenant from the renewed covenant, or the Old Testament from the New Testament. Folks, the Bible's not two books. It's one book. And when we start looking at it like one book, we can start understanding more clearly the Hebraic Jewish roots of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and you can get a better understanding of what he was asking us to do and how he was asking us to live. In the Bible, it says there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. I'm going to say that again. There's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. You know, when Eve ate the apple in the garden, it seemed right to her. You know, and a lot of things we do seem right to us. And somebody will say, well, you know, how can everyone be right? And I will tell you, everyone can't be right, but everyone can be wrong. And a lot of people today, and there's warning in Scripture about this, are being misled to think that the way they live their life doesn't matter because they got the blood of Yeshua. So they actually use that as an excuse to live in sin. Now, I'm not saying that they purposely do that. I'm saying they're deceived. As a matter of fact, most people, most Christians, do not even know what sin is. And let's look at what the Scriptures define sin as. In 1 John 3:4, it says, sin is transgression of the Torah. And of course, your common translation might say sin is transgression of the law. Regardless, what they're talking about is the first five books of the Bible, the instructions that were given to us, the instructions and guidelines that Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, taught to his disciples and told them to keep. When he said, go and make disciples, it was go and teach them these instructions and guidelines so they understand how to do these and they don't struggle with these things. Those were the instructions and guidelines given to them and given to us. Those are the ones we're all commanded to do. You know, the deception is so big today where people will say things like, well, there's only one commandment or two commandments. Love your neighbors, you love yourself, and have no other gods before me. Folks, there's actually over 600 commandments in the Scriptures, and not all of them apply to us today. As a matter of fact, not more than the common 10 that people think would apply to us today. But we can't neglect the point. Some people say, oh, there's 10 commandments and we can never keep the 10 commandments. You know, the Scriptures say, my commandments shall not be burdensome from you. You know, and the scary thing to understand is that we have an opportunity to be commandment seekers. Commandment seekers, we should seek what they are and do our best to keep them. Our wonderful Messiah and his mercy will cover our sins when we do them in error. When our heart desires not to do them, we will do them less often. I'm not perfect, folks, but I know something. I hate living against the guidelines and instructions of my Creator. Yes, folks, I hate sin. That doesn't mean I'm never going to sin, but I hate when I do, and I know I have his mercy to cover me when that happens. However, the Scriptures are quite clear. In Psalms 5:5, it says, I hate all workers of iniquity, workers, people that make a practice out of living in sin, people that do it over and over again and continue to enjoy it or at least not think it's wrong. So I would say this, what the Bible says in the whole message of the Scriptures is that our Creator loves those who love him, and he hates those who love sin. Now that might be different than you heard, and don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying he hates sinners because we all sin. What I'm saying is those of you that love to sin, you do not seek to stop doing it. You do not seek to get out of it. He hates workers of iniquity. It says his soul hates workers of iniquity. Folks, we have to do our best to avoid living according to the world's ways and live according to our Creator's ways. And I will submit to you that if somebody calls you legalistic because you desire to follow the words of our Creator, as long as you proclaim Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, as your Savior, as long as you understand you're not saved by works, you're saved by His blood, and He died from you, and He took the death sentence away from you, you are not legalistic. You are an obedient child of our wonderful Creator. And that is what He calls us to do. But that's not happening out there today. The deception is growing more and more, and people are getting farther away from the Scriptures than they've ever been before. They're so misled out there today, and when you look at their life, and you look at the life that we're called to live in the Scriptures, in the Bible, we're just getting farther and farther away, and it's creating a bigger problem, and we need to take this seriously. Now, I know a lot of people listening to this say, will claim, well, I'm not under the law, so I don't have to do that. Well, I tell you in James 4:17, it says, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. So there are a lot of people of you that are listening right now that maybe you didn't know the things I'm saying, but I'm telling you right now what good is according to the Bible. So a lot of people will say to me, well, I'm a good person, but what is your standard? What are you measuring up to? What do you consider yourself a good person to be? Is it because I do the good things according to the world? Or is it because I do the good things according to the Bible? I know people that commit homosexuality. I know people that murder babies. I know people that break the Sabbath. I know people that love people and love the things of the world. They idolize the things of the world. And on a daily basis, they reject the word of our Creator. And they come to me and say, I'm a good person. Not meaning me, meaning them. Folks, remember the Scripture. There's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. Because what I just told you is exactly what's going on. Not only is that scripture in the Bible, but it's in there two times. It's in Proverbs 14:12, and it's in Proverbs 16:25. And Proverbs is another word for wisdom. There's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. Now let's take that each person, and let's put that on you. You might seem like you're doing things right. You might seem like you're a good person, but your way will end in death. Now, you might be listening to this and saying, well, we all die. Folks, they're not talking about a physical death here. They're talking about a spiritual death. And you have an opportunity to be born again, to have life, so you may live, it says in the Bible. Today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. In the scriptural times, the people heard that and they answered not a word. Folks, there's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for Him or against Him. And if you take the neutral road, that is not the narrow road that leads you to the narrow gate, folks. No, the narrow road is the road that of Torah, the road of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, which so many people out there today will say is done away with. It's not done away with, folks. If you want to get through that narrow gate, which is Yeshua, you have to go through that narrow road. And that narrow road is living according to His scriptures. It says in the Bible, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. Well, I already explained to you what wicked ways is according to the scriptures. It's living in sin. It's living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. He takes no pleasure when people desire not to live that way. You know, He takes no pleasure. It hurts Him. You know, because it says, I've given you the good things, the good way to live. And that's the instructions He's given us to live by. He's given it for us. His Son died for us so we would repent. And repent means to turn from our wicked ways. And you might think, I'm not wicked. You might think somebody like Hitler is wicked. You know, well, you know, living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. When the Bible says somebody is wicked, that's what they mean. Somebody who does that on a consistent basis, they have no desire to change. They actually enjoy doing it. That's what a wicked person is. Now, you might be listening to this and you might be thinking that that's kind of tough, you know, and that's kind of extreme. You know, I'm telling you, folks, it says, just know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And I understand those scales need to be lifted from your eyes, and I pray you're listening right now. If you never heard these things before, or if you heard these things before, but they continue to sound not like what the scriptures say, test everything and take it to the Bible yourself. You know, this should, you know, wake you up. You know, it says in Hebrews, for the word, you know, is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. You know, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow, and exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Do you desire, folks, to do the guidelines and instructions that our Creator asks you to do? Have you even read the Bible where it says what we should be doing? Or do you hold on to say, it's all about love, and I love people, and I love everyone, and I love my life, so I'm going to live my life, and it's all about love? No, folks. It can't be about grace versus law. When we look at the definition today we use for the law, and we realize that that means guidelines and instructions, it has to be a definition of grace with law. They're not opposed to each other. They go hand in hand. And until we get this right, you know, you're never going to see a transformation in your life. You're never going to see a transformation in the works of believers. You're never going to see a transformation. You're going to see the same things happening over and over again. You need to ask yourself, because the scriptures say, if you follow my guidelines and instructions, if my sheep hear my voice and do them. As a matter of fact, it says in the Bible in Deuteronomy, it says, do not add or take away from my guidelines and instructions, but keep my commandments. Do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. And I challenge anyone listening right now to show me in the Bible where it says something different. Oh, you're going to come back to me with a lot of scriptures by Paul, in Galatians and Colossians and all these. But I will help you if you desire to contact me to see the correct translations of these scriptures. You know, there's nowhere in the scriptures. As a matter of fact, in Matthew, it says that, you know, not one jot or tittle shall be done away with. And I didn't come to do away with the guidelines and instructions of my Creator. I came to fulfill them. He says, not one jot or tittle, those that do not do them will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. You see, you have to change your thinking and your understanding about the words. We've been so embodied with this word law, meaning legalistic stuff. We're not under the law. We're not under the law. Folks, if you're not under the law, why do you desire so closely to follow the laws of man, but at the same time, you continue to break the laws of our wonderful Creator? We have to take this seriously because our life is on the line. I understand the scales have not been lifted from many people's eyes. They will reject this message. Their heart has been hardened. But the enemy has a lot of deception there and is deceiving people. There's a scripture that says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. And I understand a lot of people truly do love our wonderful Messiah. They are just deceived to believe that they don't have to live according to his words, his guidelines, and his instructions. Why do people today do such a hypocritical thing of condemn homosexuality? They ask people to tithe. They make that a commandment in their church that you must tithe today. But then they go ahead and say the law is done away with. I mean, you have to think about these things, folks. But I have a lot of friends and people that I know that rejected this message for a really long time. And everyone eventually will get it. And they got it. But everyone will get it eventually. But I'm doing this radio programming so you could understand that, you know, there is a judgment day coming. And we all will open our eyes one day to this information, which I'm telling you. And it is my prayer and my desire that you do it before it's too late. Just like the man in the scriptures was freed of his debt, but then he went to somebody else and he asked them for the debt that was owed to him. Well, folks, I've been freed. My life has been freed. And for me to say nothing would be just doing what that person did. But I have to let you know how to be free as well. How to know the truth and have freedom. And not how to, you know, how not to have the worries of this world and the things in this world. We have to love his word more than we love anything. We have to love Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, more than anything. And you say you do, but I say your life is not equaling up to what he says. says in the Bible, "For I know the plans I have for you," says our wonderful Creator Yahweh. "And they are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope." Do you know in those plans, he's talking about the guidelines and instructions we need to live our life by. We can't just keep going to our church and just pretending like where our life isn't supposed to change. When you accept Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, as your Messiah, your heart is supposed to change. You are to love what he loves and hate what he hates. But that's not happening out there today, folks. People continue to follow the world's ways and love it. They continue to love pleasing their flesh, and they don't look and research about pleasing their Creator. And this has to change before time runs out. We got to realize this. We're living in a time now and the days that are coming up upon us now where we're in a fall feast found in the scriptures. But we're almost also near many of the popular pagan holidays that most Christians would enjoy partaking in because they don't do the research. They've been deceived to believe that the leader of their congregation or their church or assembly knows more about the Bible than what the actual Messiah is actually telling us to do and how to live. It's time we understood what the phrase, "come out of her, my people," actually meant. We need to come out of Babylon. We need to come out of the world, folks. We need to wake up and we need to get this right because time is running out and the clock is ticking, you know? And no man knows that day or that hour, but we do know that each day we're a day closer. And we got to do something about this. And we got to think about the example we set for our children when we do these things. You know, a lot of Christians will desire to follow or at least understand what the Ten Commandments are, but a lot of them don't even know what the Ten Commandment is. And then a lot of them skip the Fourth Commandment, keep the Sabbath holy. You know, people don't desire to know what day the Sabbath is. They say, "Well, my Sabbath's every day." Really? Really? So you never work because the Sabbath says you're not supposed to work on that day. So you never work? Sure, you can go and praise our Creator every single day. We're called to do that every single second of our life. But the things he calls set apart should be set apart. Folks, you should be set apart. Set apart from this world and the ways of the world. I'm not saying to avoid the world. I'm saying when you're in the world, you should be setting an example to glorify our wonderful Creator. Not looking so much like them that there's no set apartness, that you just look and think like them. As long as you know that Yeshua is your Messiah, when somebody calls you legalistic, take that as a compliment. You're living so close to the ways of the Bible that people actually call you legalistic. I've been called crazy because I'm following the way of the scriptures. Yes, folks, I am crazy. I'm crazy for Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. I'm crazy for him. We have to be because it comes down to a love affair. We need to love him. Like more than anything in the world. And when we're in love, when we fell in love, we did crazy things for the person we fell in love with. And we still do those crazy things. But we don't want to look foolish, so we don't do those crazy things for our wonderful Creator today. We have to, folks. And I'm doing this radio show, what many people call crazy, spending a good amount of money to get this radio show on the air so you could hear this. And I know a lot of people are listening. And you go to my website and contact me if you want. Torah is T-O-R-A-H. It's in TorahLife.tv. So go to www.TorahLife.tv. You can contact me through there. I have thousands of videos on the internet, with majority of them on my website, that you can view and look at this information for yourself. Every Friday night, I have a live program starting at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You could join me and ask me live questions on the air every Friday night. If you're local in the West Palm Beach area, I have a local fellowship that meets every Sabbath, that's Saturday at 3 p.m. And I also have a strong desire to go out there and street evangelize and let the world know about this information. It's my desire to go to every state in the United States, to every country in the world, to every continent, and preach the good news of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. I'm usually Thursday nights, if I'm in town, in West Palm Beach. You can find me downtown on Clematis Street. If you want to come down about 8 o'clock on Thursday nights by Clematis by Night, Clematis Street. If anyone listening here, no matter where you are in the world hearing this, knows a place of darkness and you'd like me to come and preach the good news, contact me through my website. The Bible says, you know, where the will, there's a way, and we can make this happen. And we will make this happen. It says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. But we have to follow his ways or desire to understand his ways. To make that come true, to make that happen, because it says, those that follow my voice will be blessed abundantly, and all will be well with you. How many of you would like all to be well with you? All to be well with you, but not according to our ways, according to his ways, according to the ways of our Creator. We have that opportunity, folks, and that's why I'm on here to the radio, to let you know. To also let you know the warning that it says, those that are workers of iniquity, those that aren't following my voice, they will not sleep in peace, and they will have curses among them. I do not want to see my fellow brother and sister, those that are desiring to know Yeshua, be deceived any longer. I want you to wake up, and I want the scales to be lifted from your eyes. I want the scales to be lifted from your heart, and I want you to experience the great joys and the blessings that it says in Psalms. Oh, the joys of those who do not hang around the counsel of the wicked, but they desire to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, meditating on it day and night, Psalms 1. That's what we need to be thinking about. I want to thank you today for listening to this program. Every Saturday at 11:30 a.m., you can hear me on this station in West Palm Beach, Florida. If you're listening to this over the internet on another station, the time you're listening to it will be on the same time every week. You can go to my website at TorahLifeTV.org, or you could also go to www.healthwatchman.com. That's www.healthwatchman.com. To find out more information about me and my passions and desires to help my brothers and sisters get on the narrow path so that you can see the narrow road. And that is Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, which means Yahweh's salvation, the salvation of Yahweh. Please let other people know about this. And until then, everybody, I pray that you would have a blessed day. You will drive safely wherever you're going. And if you're home, you will be in peace. You will have shalom upon to your home, and you will stop being deceived, and your heart will be open to this message. Until then, have a great day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.